Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Angela, and I live out of Ohio. And this is the most terrifying paranormal experience I've ever had. I highly advise ghost hunters if they're going to go to a location they do voodoo cleansing, because I was haunted and followed by a spirit from a location that I'd never been to, and let alone knew it was haunted in any way, shape, or form. This was after high school, and I was just in that time period before entering college, and it was fall, and I decided to go out for a walk with my father, and I went back in to get my jacket because it was a little bit cool out. So I went in to get my jacket. I opened the closet door. Nothing was standing there at the time. As soon as they shut the closet door, standing in front of me was a skinned person, a little leaf person that's been skinned from their head to their waist, all the way down the bone, with a muscle and tendons hanging out, and the skull was exposed. There was blood dripping on the floor, and I was absolutely horrified. I was in shock. I felt my blood literally like turn to ice in my body. It felt like from my head down to my foot, like my blood just freezing to ice in my veins. An experience that gave me nightmares many years later. However, this person was taller than I was a male. He still had eyes in his head. And when I looked down, I noticed he had stonewashed jeans, and he had bright white high-top tennis shoes. And for some reason, his tennis shoes were glowing bright white. And he leaned down with his face into mine, and he started talking to me, but he was talking in my head. It wasn't audible. And he was saying things. He started talking and said, "Man, I smoked my weight in pot in high school. I should have been like you. I should have just gone to college, and I wouldn't have died the way that I did." And I started to ask him, I said, "Well, how did you die?" He explained to me that he worked in a factory, and he was loading food trays into these conveyor belts. That was his job, that he had followed all the safety rules. He had his, you know, hair tied back. He had long hair to his waist at the time. And it was tied back in a ponytail, and he had gloves on and goggles on. He was loading the food into the conveyor belt. But he got caught. Some piece of clothing of his got caught on the conveyor belt. He was sucked in, and that's what killed him. He told me that this was his first day in the job, and that's how it went. And I asked him, because I wanted to see if he was aware of the passage of time, if he knew what year it was and everything. So I asked him, where did this take place? And he told me, he actually gave me the address and told me. And I was in shock because it had been taken over by another company. That location had been around for many years. It was a food company. It had always been a food company. Initially, it was a bread company. And then it was taken over by a large, well-known candy manufacturer. And this is in... This is located right in downtown Marymount near Cincinnati, Ohio. And I'd pass that location to work every day. Not to work, but apologize, to school. I used to pass it on the way to school every day and come home. And he knew the name of the new company that had just taken over. And the company had just taken over that location for a month. They hadn't even been there a month before this spirit had come to me. And so I said to him, "I'm going to have to go because my dad's going to suspect something for staying here for so long and not getting out there. I'm going to go for a walk, and then I'm going to come back. And when I come back, you'll be here when I come back." So I left. And first thing when I walked out the door, my dad says to me, "You look like you've just seen a ghost," because he said I was totally white. I had absolutely no color at all. I was white as a sheet. It looked like I experienced some kind of shock, and he asked me what was wrong. I said nothing, and he went on because I knew that he wasn't going to believe me. When I came back home, he wasn't there, but I did follow up with some research on that location. I contacted the Department of Health, labor job safety and hygiene, and I was able to get records. The records for that location actually showed a death of a male in 1979, and this was the time period that people always started talking about man this, and also stonewashed jeans was very popular at the time, as well as high top tennis shoes. But that was their most recent death, was in 1979. And of course, men at that time also had long hair. That was not uncommon to have long hair to the waist. So I totally believe this spirit had followed me home, seen me driving by every day, was waiting for the opportunity, thinking that I was the person that he could talk to, that he could that would listen to him. And of course, he did talk to me, and I did listen to him. But I wanted to find a way to communicate to him. And of course, I did pray for him that it wasn't his fault. He was blaming himself for the decisions that he made in life that put him in the circumstances that killed him, and that's why he was still there. And I want to let him know it was just an accident. There was nothing that he really could have done to stop it. It was just something that happened. The deaths were periodic at that location. There were many deaths at that location as a result of industrial accidents, from people getting sucked into the large machines that would process food, and they would just roll down the conveyor belt. They get sucked into the conveyor system, and they get ripped apart. But thank you so much for listening to that story. Years later, I had nightmares. I had lots of nightmares, lots of gore and shock and horror. And then I made peace with that. I believe that person may well be in a better place by now. And I certainly hope that somebody could communicate to them that it's safe to go on. You don't have to blame yourself and spend your afterlife trying to find somebody just to listen to what you have to say.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.